So if you go online and try to find information about perfumes and smelling items, you could be directed to perfumeintelligence.co.uk. And it basically has an encyclopedia, it's, I guess, an English website. I did some AI Googling and whatever and stuff like that. So it says it is, plants have long been used in perfumery as a source of essential oils and aroma compounds. These aromatics are usually secondary metabolites produced by plants as protection against herbivores, infections, as well as to attract pollinators. Plants are by far, remember this line, plants are by far the largest source of fragrant compounds used in perfumery. So it comes from plants. The sources of these compounds may be derived from various parts of a plant. A plant can offer more than one source of aromatics. For example, the aerial portions and seeds of a coriander have remarkably different odors from each other. Animal sources, such as ambergris, I don't know what that is, civet and musk, remember musk, other natural sources, such as lichens and seaweed, they could also be sources of perfumes. Synthetic sources, many modern perfumes contain synthesized odorants. Synthetics can provide fragrances which are not found in nature. I will ask you, what do you use for your besamim? Do you have any idea what type? So cloves. So first of all, what is cloves? So I Googled it. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, because I also saw it, cloves. And what is it, a Hebrew for it? Tziporet. What is cloves? According to Webster, Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's the dried flower bud of a tropical tree called Syzygium aromaticum, which is the synonym of Eugenia aromatica, of the myrtle family that is used as a spice and is the source of an oil. Does that clarify for you? It didn't really clarify for me. Okay, I was a little bit confused still. The point is I dare to say, unless you are involved in the perfume business, you probably don't really, I'll speak for myself, I don't want to make you sound like an idiot, I'll sound like the idiot, is that you probably don't really know the sources of many of the spices, A, in your kitchen, and B, that are on perfumes, or C, that you smell in general, you're walking the street. It's hard to trace the origin or the source of these perfumes. Now, you're looking at me and saying, why should I care? There's a lot of things I can't trace. Huh? So now you get to besamim, and you get an intricate halacha, which we touched a little bit in Hashkamin in a few months, but we didn't get into the nitty-gritty, nor are we really going to get into such nitty-gritty over here, because I have no idea what I'm talking about. Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Tez Zayin Beis, it says, it's nothing to do with Avdalah, just in general, the bracha that you make of besamim on a Tuesday in November. If the source of the smell is a tree, ominates, what is minates, different parts of the tree, mevarech borei atse besamim. Okay. Okay. V'imu esev, if it's grass, I don't know, that which is between grass and trees, I guess the grass on the floor, but I guess something comes from a bush, maybe an adama instead of eitz, mevarech borei asve besamim, not atse, asve, ein sin vezyud. V'meinu lo minates, v'lo minasev. Let's say it's not a tree or from a grass. Kamo amusik, which is musk, which we just learned it's animal derivative, most likely. And we'll talk about it in a second. Bore, mevarech, bore, mine, besamim. Okay. So far, so good. We got three categories. And to make it more confusing, v'imayu pri, roi la'achila, let's say an esrog, let's say, mevarech hanosein reyach tov beperos. Okay. Now you have four categories of smells with four different brachas. So now, how do you know what to make in general? So Shulchan Aruch points out, well, just so you know, if you don't, it says, v'al kulam, on all of them, im amar bore mine besamim, yatsa. So like a shahakol, if you happen to say the wrong bracha, you happen to say, no, you don't know what the bracha is, and you say, bore mine besamim, you're yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says actually something interesting, that Vidas Eiz Achronim, some Achronim say, Shebidiyevet in Birich Areach Shahakol, your Yotzei. If you don't even know the Brach of Brain with some, you say Shahakol, because what does it mean? Shahakol, Nihyeh, Midvaro. Everything, and everything means everything, so even the smells. So technically, you could even say Shahakol, according to some Achronim, who says the Mishnah Berurah, certainly Shahakol, certainly Borei, says the Shulchan Aruch, certainly Borei Mine Besamim, is a valid bracha. Even shahakol itself might be fine. Okay. Now, that is the basic. Now, what is a musik? So we talked about in Ashkamin, and I'll just chazer in 10 seconds here. Musik, what is this musik, this musk? Some say it comes from the sweat of a chaya. Some say it comes from the blood of a chaya. Now that is relevant. Are you allowed to put musik in general into your food? Musk is sort of edible. Are you allowed to add it as a spice to your food? So some say, well, if it's still blood of an animal, you're not allowed to eat blood of an animal. Well, you could say, well, what about honey? Are you allowed to eat honey from bees? So is it comparable to that? Really, a bee is not a kosher animal. How are you allowed to eat the honey of a bee? Answer is maybe it changes form, or it's an extract. It's not really part of the body. So some want to say musk as well. I don't know. Can you eat musk? Is that a thing?
Milk also.
Milk also, yeah. Milk has to be from a kosher animal. So, but bees are not kosher animals. Yeah, so what about...
Musk, if it's from a kosher animal, it won't help unless it's shechted.
Yeah, I hear you also. Correct. So you got a little bit of issues over here about what musk is, but for our purposes, it doesn't make so much of a difference. So all is good in the world of smelling. Basically, that there are four types of brachas you can make. You're supposed to make the right bracha. B'dievet, if you don't make the right bracha, and you make a brahmini b'sam, you're fine. That's smelling 101.
Do you have to like the smell?
Do you have to like the smell to make a bracha? So that's a good question. For the most part, yes. But if it's like a really repugnant odor, then you don't make the bracha. Although there are some, there is a little bit of a discussion about that in the postcard.
Are you saying that if you smell something that, in quotes, is not kosher, but it's pleasant.
You could still make a broth. Yeah, correct. In terms of eating is something else. I'm just throwing that out. This musk is an interesting discussion. Fine. So you have these four categories. Now you open up a Shulchan Aruch. So what do you do by Havdalah? Havdalah, you have obviously a lot of choices what bracha to make. So which bracha should you make? Seemingly, it should be you can make anyone you want. Just make sure you get the right bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Shulchan Aruch rather, that mevarech al besamim, you make a bracha on besamim. Okay, finished. Halacha by Shulchan Aruch is, you make a bracha on besamim. Now, what bracha do you make? It should be depending on, look back at the earlier Shulchan Aruch. If you have this category, you make this bracha. If you make that category, nothing. The bracha has nothing to do with Avdala. You're supposed to have besamim for Avdala. And what bracha should you make? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, says, Va'bracha, what bracha do you make? Hu borei mine besamim. Hello? How do you know you have an item in your little besamim container? How do you know it's a borei besamim? Says Mishnah Berurah, Al ezamin, whatever type you have, you always make a borei mine besamim. Why? Av shebichol, even though it was a Tuesday in November, tzarech levarech al kol min kibrchaso, since you need it, if it was a Tuesday in November, you'd have to ascertain what it is and make the proper bracha. Okay. Mikol machol, nevertheless, b'matzei Shabbos, mevarechen al kol borei mine besamim. You make a general bracha of borei mine besamim. Why? I thought that was only b'dieved. You know why? Because we're all idiots, says the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Kidei shelo yavola itlo lito sahamon am," because no one has any idea what in the world, what bracha you're supposed to make, and what the origin is of these items. You don't know if it's clove. I don't know which one is clove. No, clove comes what? It's this plant. We said. So which one is a clove? Is it a fruit? Is it grass? Says the Mishnah Berurah, continues, since no one has any idea, no one is really an expert, or the general populace is certainly not experts in this bracha, so therefore we make a brahmin and besamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you want to be a really good from Jew, tov yoser, it's better that you take, besamim for besamim. Davar shabirchaso borei mine besamim. You want to get out of the problem, find something which is really a borei mine besamim, which is not a tree, which is not a grass, which is not a fruit, right? And find something, meaning animal product would be the best thing, and make it on that. Kigon, he says, hamusik. This musk, okay, you go figure out what that is. Shekorin pism, they call it pism, I don't know what that is. Okay. Oh, negelach, I don't know what that is yet. Shegamzen, on the footnote here, it says tziporin. What is tziporin? I told you, according to Google Translate, that is cloves. So somehow cloves, if you look at them again, we read what cloves were, it's like there's some part of a plant, but it's obviously not the grass or the part of the tree which gets its own special bracha.
Used in the Ketores, isn't it?
I'm not, what, the pepper? No, this negelich is not, I don't know. Yeah, tziporin is, but is that, yeah, so I guess so. But so then that's cloves. Yeah. So fine, but I guess it's not, I thought it comes from a plant. I read to you what, according to Merriam-Webster, what do we say? It comes from a plant, no? Wasn't that what we read? I'll read you again. According to Merriam-Webster, it's the dried flower bud of a tropical tree. That's what a clove is. Of the myrtle family that is used as a spice and as a source of an oil. So I guess that doesn't get an asve besamim. It's not a grass. Why doesn't it get an atze besamim? I guess it's not the part of the tree. It's the bud, the flower, dried flower bud of a tropical tree. So if that's the case, says Mishnah Berurah, that gets a brei mine besamim. And therefore, says Mishnah Berurah, really, you make a brei mine besamim on Avdallah for anything. Now that's a little bit stupid, says the Mishnah Berurah, because why in the world would you do that if it's the wrong bracha? Says Mishnah Berurah, l'chachila, you want to be a frum Jew, the best thing to do is take something which is a borei mine besamim, like a clove, which is probably why the minhag has developed that most people take cloves. Now, he says, fine. Now, that's what Mishnah Berurah says to do. Now, there are other posts, can we say, that, including the Ramah, who later on says, well, what about the minhag of many Svardim to take what does Svardim take? No Svardim here. I think they have these huge hadasim. No? I think Svardim have hadasim that they often use for besamim. Says the Ramah, says the Shulchan Aruch, rather, Nargu levarech al hadas. Minhag is to make a Avdallah on hadasim. Well, one second. Mr. Bird just told me you should ideally find something which is made out of brain besamim. Hadasim? What is that? I don't know. Is that atse besamim? Probably, right? So I would have guessed. So if you're making atse besamim, so I don't get it. So you're taking the minhag is to specifically take the wrong thing for borei mine besamim. Says the Ramah, whoa, one second. V'yei shomrim, he says, one second. To Ein, he says, he says, Ein levarech al hadas yavish, fine, don't, if it doesn't smell, don't make a bracha. V'chein minnagu b'bedinis elu, we take hadasim. V'niroi, says the Ramah, you know how to avoid the problem? What do you do with the hadasim? Mix it with cloves. D'yesh v'aniach kam hadas im ha-besamim to'oz osim k'kloi alma. So you want to be really far from it. You take everything you want. This minhag of hadasim somehow it developed to have hadasim. And so therefore, he says, the reason why they take hadasim is because it was once in the lulavs, and therefore you take one mitzvah to another mitzvah. It's a beautiful concept. But hello, if you're going to make a brain mine besamim, because we're all dopes and we don't know the right bracha, we do know that hadasim don't get a brain mine besamim. So why would you take hadasim? Says Rama, don't just take hadasim. If you have this minhag to take hadasim, make sure you mix it with everything else, so at least you'll get something which will cover the borei mine besamim. Now, that is the minhag of the Aruch HaShulchan as well, that you should take everything if you're going to take it, because certainly borei mine besamim is the only bracha you're supposed to make, but make sure you have something which at least covers the borei mine besamim. I don't know. I'm asking Mishnah Berurah. This is more your field than my field over here. Help me out here. He says tziporen, which he translated for us was, I'll get back to his, tziporen is negelach. I don't know what that is in Yiddish. Anyone know what negelach are? Yeah? I don't know. It's tziporen. It says, oh, tziporen. She says, Gamze, Waharbe, Berchoso, Ahu, Bebore, Mine, Besamim. I don't know. So I guess he's quoting the many people that is tziporim, these cloves, maybe because it's not really part of the eitz anymore. It's like this bud, what he said, it's the bud, it's the dried flower bud of a tropical tree. It's not the actual hadassim, which are, you know, the leaf of the tree. It's like a dried bud. So dried bud is not really an atzei besamim. Just like you have, you know, you could have a tree extract, which you don't make a eitz on if you're eating it. So tovir, you have this smelling extract, a bud, and therefore it's just meaning besamim. And that's why we take a clove according to many poskim. Your other choice, he says, is to take this pism, this musk. I don't know how to get hold of a musk. No, anyone seen musk? Okay, I don't feel like such an idiot then. So musk, apparently you could get musik with this musk idea, and then you could smell that. That would be ideal. He also says another option, according to some, is pelpo, which is some type of pepper, shikorn anglisha pepper. A pepper angli. You know what that is? Not a clue. English pepper. So I'm as confused as you are, and therefore the minig is, what do? You just buy whatever it says in the store is a borei mine besamim. But I looked at mine. So mine, which I've had for like, you know, 15 years, is old spice thing from Prima Spices. I look what the ingredients are. It doesn't even say the ingredients. It just says cloves. And it's got a big borei mine besamim covering like the whole, you know, the cover. It doesn't say what the ingredients are. But I guess it's cloves. It says cloves. So it also says there's allspice. What's allspice? I was looking at allspice is like a mixture of five spices or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that also, I think, is fine according to the poskim. Comes along with Svardim, and the Svardim say, listen to me. He says, we're not worrying about the Ashkenazim over here. Yeah, they're not into the Ashkenazim. I'll read to you what Rabbi Avadia says. Rabbi Avadia says, this is ridiculous. You're going to make the wrong bracha because you're an idiot, basically, because you don't know the difference of what to do. So, because you don't know the halacha, so we're going to say, oh, b'diavad, just break a borei mine b'sam, because the general populace doesn't know what to do. He says, what is this? It's a svara, haminig and isgur mukshe. He says, the Ashkenazim doesn't make any sense. He says, Shrochachila, chai levarach al kol minis perchasu apprentice. Shulchan Aruch says, on a Tuesday in November, you learn the halacha, and you learn what it is, and you learn the right halacha. Because you're a fool, and you don't want to learn the halacha, or you're a dope, and you don't want to learn the halacha. So now you make this b'di'evit. He says, what type is Ashkenazi? He says, k'mo sh'asu v'varach ha-mezonos, shakol. You can't make a mezonos. Oh, I don't remember what bracha you make on cake. Shakol, shakol, shakol. No, you can't do that. Yeah. He says, v'dochek. He says, now you're going to tell me food's different? No, no, no. He says like this. So he says, okay, Ashkenaz do whatever they want. He says, you make the proper bracha. He says, you know how it came out that you make a brain in B'samim? You know who he blames, besides Ashkenazim? The printers. Those were printings. What are you supposed to write in the end of Avdallah printing? Huh? Yeah, come on, do me a favor. He says, Udaloka Bali Sidurim. He says, not like the Bali Sidurim, Shakavu Birchas Avdol, Brahmin Bisomim. The Bali Sidur, he just printed this. This is Ashkenazim and the publishers. They have no idea what they're doing. He says they roll arms. And if you think about it, it's a bomb question on our minug. Like, what in the world that we make a Brahmin Bisomim Bidyevid because we're too ignorant to learn the right halacha? What type of game is that? And that it's Kavu in our liturgy. So the Divrei Pinchas I saw was in Antwerp.
I don't think the problem is that we have to learn the right halacha.
Yeah.
I think the problem is we have to learn what it is.
Correct. So how could, but how can you claim ignorance? Well, since when in halacha do we have this thing? So you Google it, especially now with AI, you put it in, you could probably show it, and you know, Mr. Klein, you can figure out how to show your thing to your computer, and all of a sudden it spits it out, and you take a video, and it's, hey, I'm sure there's programming, you could do that, you show it to it, and it tells you exactly what it is. It probably gave a source, right? You have 5-page reports on it. So what type of like excuse is this? Says the Divrei Pinchas.
They didn't have AI.
Okay, so now you got to do it. So says the Divrei Pinchas, you don't have to follow. He doesn't say AI. You don't have to follow your now newfound knowledge. He says like this. Listen to this. He says Me'achash nispash l'minug. Now that the minug is developed, betfutzis Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz says, but we do levarach brei b'motzi Shabbos al b'sam brei b'samim v'lo bracha acheres. He says, "Kadesh or Yavo Lito Samon Am," so people don't make a mistake. Shein and Bekin b'chol bracha, we don't know the difference. Ein l'shanos haminug, don't change the minug. Why? Afilu b'tzina, even if you're in your own private house. M'mei she'ein l'shanos minug shetiknu kadmonim. A minug is a minug is a minug. even if it was a minug based on ignoramuses, that became Klal Yisrael's minug, that we do a brei minug b'samim, at least for Ashkenazim, you do a brei minug b'samim. He says you don't have to outsmart the minug, huh? Well, it was based on ignoramuses. Is that in 300 years ago, or 500 years, even 10 years ago, pre-internet, 20 years ago, no one knew how to find them. You're going to take your spice, you're going to start running to Encyclopedia Britannica, and you're going to start looking up and trying to look, flip through pages.
Go out and buy a spice which you know what it is.
Okay, I don't know any of the spices, and so, but maybe you're right. But the point is, no one really knew what... Look, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a very hard. The Sfaradish Rav Avadia is a good question. He's like, but he writes like this. He says, he says, it's ever known that the Magen Avos of the Meiri writes, Shein Rishus Levato Shum Minog Bein Lahakol Bein Lahachmir. You don't get rid of Minhagim, even if it's Lakua, even if it's Lachumri. He says, that's a very big Yisod. Lefikach, therefore, Ein Levarach Ela Borei Mine Besamim Dafka. And you want to be far from it, you put into it Garine Besamim. So I guess that's the cloves, it's the seeds or the buds of a Besamim, which you know is brain mine besamim, and this word would say spracha kolchasa, and then you're fine. Okay, last two questions. Number one is, let's say you don't have besamim for havdalah. You don't have it. So what do? You make havdalah without the besamim, and 10 minutes later, when your neighbor is done, and he brings you his havdalah, he brings you his besamim, whatever, for some reason you couldn't wait, and you make havdalah, and you make then make it on the besamim. It's after havdalah. Now, could you rely on this leniency that you're allowed to be an ignoramus and make a brei minei b'samim? So Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says, I don't know about that. Because now it's not in Avdallah. Maybe there was a special heter for Avdallah. We said, okay, we want everyone to make Avdallah the ideal way with the b'samim, which was the minhag Klal Yisrael. And so therefore, we allowed a little bit of a leniency. Now, 10 minutes after Avdallah, you're allowed to do this? I don't know. V'kovetz halachas or Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins, you have to make the proper bracha at that point. You can't just rely on this borei minei b'samim. So it's better you not get your neighbor's then besam at that point if you don't know what bracha to make on. Although probably you could figure out if it's cloves, you can make a brain mine besamim. Final question. The minig often is Friday night to, and some people have this minig of the Arizal to make a bracha on besamim Friday night. Partly because we need extra brachas on Shabbos, I think. Partly it's a Kabbalistic reason. To ask from Chaim Kanievsky, Friday night bracha. Last question here. Friday night Avdallah. Friday night Bracham besamim. Can you rely on the same thing and make a brain minei besamim just on whatever to fulfill this minog? Ratzisi wishol elu shenagin b'leil Shabbos al piarizal varchal besamim. They asked Chaim Kanievsky. Those are the minog to make this besamim for a night. Hayim yavarchu brain minei besamim gamim yeshuam rak hadas alo. Can I just always make a brain minei besamim even on hadasim, which you could do Matzei Shabbos for sure, b'diavid? Says Chaim Kanievsky, whoa, you can't. End of Chabura. So he says that this shtick only works by Avdallah. So the upshot to sum up the whole Chabura is you're really minug of Ashkenazim. For all Ashkenazim here, minug of Ashkenazim is we make a brain mine besamim. We don't start playing games. However, you want to really be correct, you should make sure you have cloves or negelach or whatever these stuff are in your besamim. It's much better not to use an esrog by itself for the besamim, because you really run into this bracha problem. You want to have an esrog, put an esrog with those little pieces in it, right? That's what people always do, the esrog with the little cloves in it, and this way you're yotzei everything. Yeah.
I didn't understand. Why do you make a boring mine besamim on cloves if it's from a plant?
It sounds like it's not that. I don't have a good. I don't have a good answer. That's the reason why you don't understand. It's not because I answered it well. It's because I'm fumfering the answer to that. It sounds like it's not the actual atzei besamim. It's not a minates. It's not from. It's a part of the tree, but it's not. It's part of the flower. It's not really part of the eights. That's the best answer I could give you. He says, I'm looking if there's any clarification in this.
You don't know what it is. So that's what.
Well,
I
we saying. Know what it is. We read what it is. I read from Merriam-Webster. It's the dried flower bud of a tropical tree. But somehow that doesn't constitute an eights, because eights, you think of eights, eights is a hadassim, right? It's a hadassim, that's eights. What's the asev? I guess some type of grass, good smelling grass. This, which is not a grass, it's not a tree, it's bud of a tree, the dried flower bud of a tropical tree, that would be a mine besamim, according to Mishnah Berurah, according to most poskim, he says, and therefore, you're fine, best thing is to have cloves as part of your avdallah. You could rely on the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to think too hard past that, and it's, I guess it's okay to...
other fragrances, let me call them laboratory fragrances.
No, synthetic, no. No, you wouldn't. Because that's all issue. Do you make a bracha on synthetic fragrances? No. But if you have a from an animal.
It's really not from a tree, not from, you know.
Right, no, no. And synthetic, no. Synthetic, no. But you could have from an animal, tree, or a fruit. It's certainly fine. Just the question is, what bracha do you make? Should all have a kavanah to smell. It should be good smelling. Should hopefully be a good omen for all of us. It should have good smells and good things. Shkai.